stock shot up today? One word: bipartisanship. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 7th of November. Thanks so much for being here. In other business news today, the Girl Scouts have sued the Boy Scouts. We'll tell you why. Farmers are unhappy with trade issues, but not enough unhappiness to sweep Democrats into office. How will the election impact your wallet? We've got some thoughts on that. Barnes & Noble is kicking off a new marketing campaign. And now that Halloween and the elections are over, let's start to focus on Thanksgiving. You know, so much food is prepared for this American holiday. It's important to have the right tools to get the job done, right? Well, coming up today, we'll climb into our Wayback Machine for a conversation with Chad Hitzman of EdgeTech, a mobile knife sharpening business. We think it's just too cool. Our small business spotlight is EdgeTech, right here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases? Whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today. Well, the market shot up for a couple of reasons today. First, as the midterm election results began to sink in, and then a little bit later on in the morning, President Trump signaled in a sometimes heated press conference that bipartisanship was on the table when it comes to the economy. He says he wants to work with Democrats to keep the economy moving forward. We'll check all the numbers in just a bit. Well, last year in October, the Boy Scouts of America announced that starting next year, the group would allow girls to join. That, says the Girl Scouts, has caused all kinds of identity problems and has hurt the Girl Scouts brand. So, the Girl Scouts are suing. Earlier this year, the Boy Scouts unveiled new marketing campaigns to back their effort. It's called Scout Me In. The Girl Scouts lawsuit says the Boy Scouts of America had no right under New York state and federal law to use words like scouts or scouting by themselves in connection with services offered to girls or to rebrand itself as the Scouts. They say that it's sent a false message that the Boy Scouts of America were now the exclusive organization providing leadership development services to girls. In court papers, the Girl Scouts said the Boy Scouts rebranding announcement has created all kinds of brand confusion across the country. And for example, they cite some Minnesota families looking to sign their girls up for Girl Scouts were erroneously told the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts had merged. Meanwhile, in Indiana and South Dakota, some parents mistakenly signed up their daughters to girls' programs in the Boy Scouts. Confusion reigned, apparently. The Girl Scouts, an organization incorporated back in 1915, argued that if the Boy Scouts wanted to broaden their base, they couldn't do it at their expense. Well, farmers in the Midwest held out a mixed bag during the election last night. Thousands of corn and soybean farmers have been impacted by the trade war with China and have seen their incomes reduced each year, now for the past 5 years. In some parts of the nation, including Iowa, the farm community did help elect Democrats to the U.S. House of Representatives. Yet, in Iowa's 4th District, Steve King, an outspoken conservative Republican, remained and retained in his seat in a tough race. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma and in Kansas, Democrats won in farm areas, so too in Montana. The end result from a statistical look at the numbers, however, is that rural-urban divide, that rural-urban divide is just getting much, much larger as we head into the 2020 presidential race. Speaking of the election, one of the major issues is the impact of the election on the wallets of Americans. If we look at the data, the most recent tax package put into place by the current Congress has had, well, mixed results. Bankrate surveyed 1,000 adults to ask them about the impact that tax cuts had on them. And just 38% of Americans said their finances have improved since the 2016 election. Meanwhile, the vast majority of those polled said that they were doing about the same financially or were worse off. The margin of error is 3.7%. The election last night signals an end to the newest tax cut package that had been being discussed. Legislation would have made cuts to individual income tax rates permanent and expanded the tax-advantaged savings accounts for retirement and education. Now, two major tax issues are yet to be resolved by the lame duck Congress. First, there's a perennial discussion over tax extenders. That's a package of tax breaks that surfaces every year to be debated by Congress and temporarily extended into the following year. And there are about 40 tax provisions for legislators to consider reauthorizing in 2018, including a deduction of up to $4,000 per year for college tuition. So what do we look forward to in the next Congress? Well, experts are saying look for some movement on student debt, which continues to increase and puts a financial burden on graduating college students, often for years and years. And remember, it's just the day after the election, and 2020 looms right away. Everything is fluid. Today, the world's largest retail bookseller announced a major national advertising campaign called Nobody Knows Books Like We Do. The campaign will begin airing on Friday in cinemas and then the week of the 12th on cable television. The campaign takes a storytelling approach to reach customers during the holiday season with a message highlighting the range of discoveries awaiting them inside Barnes and Noble stores. The Nobody Knows Books Like We Do campaign features a 30-second commercial that showcases how the books, stories, and gifts that can be discovered at Barnes & Noble help shape the lives and imaginations of people across the country. The campaign also includes a collection of 15-second spots to celebrate the company's 23,000 booksellers. And those booksellers, by the way, are otherwise known as employees. Stocks closed broadly higher today after the midterm election results came in just about like everybody expected. It all lifted a cloud of uncertainty that was weighing down on the market. The major averages hit their session highs after President Donald Trump indicated he's willing to work with Democrats on policy initiatives that would help the economy keep growing. The Dow closed up by 545 points, led by gains in United Health and Apple. The S&P 500 gained 2.1% as the healthcare, tech, and consumer discretionary sectors each rallied more than 2.8%. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ rose by 2.6%. Today's post-midterms rally was larger than the average gain that follows the contests. Goldman Sachs noted that the S&P 500 has averaged a gain of 0.7% from the day before the election to the day after the midterms. Today, though, marked the biggest post-midterm gain for both the Dow and S&P 500 since the day after the 1982 contests. Why? Well, traders are hoping for less volatility coming out of the White House now that both sides will have to compromise. But there was some action coming from the White House late in the trading session as the president requested the resignation of embattled Attorney General Jeff Sessions. However, that action did little to dent the enthusiasm on Wall Street. At the bell, the Dow was up by those 545 points or 2.1% to close at 26,180. The NASDAQ gained 194 points or 2.6% to end the day at 75,70. And the S&P 500 was up 58 points or 2.1% to finish at 28,13. Gold gained $1.20 to settle at $1,227.50 an ounce. Oil dropped again today, down 57 cents to $61.64 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note marched up again today to 3.22%. Hey, when we come back, we've got a conversation with Chad Hitzman from EdgeTech in our small business spotlight. We're going to really kind of go back a couple of months, well, longer than that, for this look at something we did back in the early spring of this past year. Chad Hitzman, it's a great story in our small business spotlight, and that is coming up next.